You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host and welcoming you back for another great show with our guest, Ken Crumpy. Who is he? Well, I'll tell you all about him. He's based out of Kula, Hawaii, and the owner at Enlightened Living Enterprises Charitable Corporation. You can reach out to him a couple different ways. You can jump on their website. Very easy to find. It's expertvedicastrology.com. That's expertvedicastrology.com. And, you know, you can also say hello to him right here, right now. Welcome back to the program, Ken. How are you?
Good. How are you? Well, good to be back.
Yeah, and thank you for taking the time and joining us. Hey, real quick, before we get started, you know, I know we spoke last week. We had an incredible conversation. You talked about the work that you do. We're going to do more of that today. But before we jump into it, do me a favor, Ken, and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I am the CEO of Enlightened Living Enterprises Charitable Corporation. And I work with Pandit Ramanand Shastri, who is one of the top astrologers in the world and who has been involved in astrology with his family for over 1,200 years. He's the 41st generation of a continual line of astrologers. And we run a Vedic astrology program, but we also have a Vedic Yagya program, and we support 450 Vedic priests in India who do yagyas for individuals through our charity. And we also have a whole line of products that we import from India.
Right. And yeah. You've been doing this for a while. And you know, last week when we spoke, Ken, it was, I want to say, eye-opening to say the least. Of, you know, because every time people hear astrology, they think, oh, okay, you know, you can just open up a newspaper and, you know, get your astrology reading there, something like that. But that, you know, that's not really exactly, that's not really exactly the best type of astrology out there, is there?
No, it's very laughable. And, you need to have an individual chart done for each person with your own birth information. Nobody has the same birth information.
Right.
And in order to get accurate information on yourself, not only do you need accurate birth information, but you also have to have an expert astrologer.
Right.
And 99% of what you see in the papers or online is amateur. And I have to say that because it's giving a bad name to astrology.
Right.
People think that it's not accurate. And the astrology that we are participating in comes from thousands of years ago, and it is very accurate. But you need to have an expert astrologer, and those are hard to find.
Yeah.
That's why we're very fortunate to be able to work with Pandit Shastri.
Right. And you're talking about the application of this ancient Vedic, you know, astrology or knowledge. And it's you kind of bring it up to modern times, don't you?
Yes, and that's really the value that I found in studying back in 1980 in India, is that it has a practical application to daily life, because most people go through life and they don't exactly have a roadmap.
Right.
People don't know what's happening in their life or why it's happening. And what Vedic astrology does is it provides a roadmap of what's happening. It's like if you were going to drive across America mm-hmm. and you didn't have a map, you could end up anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You can end up back home and be like, how the heck? I guess I made too many lefts.
Right, right. And with a map, it helps you find where you're going to. And the same thing with Vedic astrology in terms of our personal life. We need to have some guidance as what's coming when.
Right.
And if there are times of danger, there are remedial measures that we can deal with negative influences that are coming our way, to know if there's a period of ill health, mm-hmm. a period of obstacles, a period of poverty, you know, and bad luck and so on. And then have a way to deal with that is of immense practical value.
Right.
And that's why most of our customers, clients do annual readings, 1-year readings, because it saves them more money than they spend on the reading because they know what's coming.
Yeah.
They avoid accidents. They avoid ill health. They avoid problems that could arise
right.
during the year.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's something that you know, last week when you revealed exactly how, I want to say, detailed it was, it really just kind of blew my mind because, you know, you're talking about it getting done every year and knowing that in 3 months to kind of expect something like this and look out for something like this and keep an eye out for that. And you also talked about the birth time rectification, how you're able to really, if you can't find your, you know, you don't know your exact time, you guys
Correct.
Can figure that out for us.
To the second. And as I said, I don't think anybody has the correct birth time. You know, if you didn't have this done, even birth certificates are only hours and minutes. They don't
right.
include the seconds. And usually the nurses round that off to the nearest minute
yeah.
or to the nearest 5 minutes.
Right.
And parents don't remember properly. And no one really knows that the exact time of birth is when the whole body of the baby is separate from the body of the mother.
Right. And what's interesting, too, is that, you know, let's face it. Keeping track of the time is only a recent thing for a lot of people. I mean, I remember, you know, my mom talking about when she was born down in Puerto Rico, and you know, it took her father a couple days to walk over to, you know, walk into town, you know, because they lived kind of far out, and, you know, record the date of birth, which he was off by a couple days.
Yes, and also the time. My grandmother, she was 84 when I first did her reading. And I asked her birth time. She said, oh, I don't know that. And everybody in the family, our brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, were all gone.
Right.
And she had no one to check with. And I said, do you remember anything? And she said, well, I remember my sister told me that when I was born, the milkman came. And I said, well, that's good. What time does the milkman? She said, 6 o'clock sharp every morning.
Right.
And so that with that information, we were able to do a birth time rectification for
right.
her.
Wow.
And do her. So it is possible for people, even if they think they don't have the birth time, to find the correct birth time and then get an accurate reading.
Right. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, all the other applications of this Vedic astrology that you do, one of which is something you wanted to talk about today, right, Ken? And that's medical astrology.
Medical astrology is of so much value. Everybody you know is sick or has been sick or
right.
will be sick. And a lot of times, medical doctors can't diagnose the illness. And even with lots of modern scientific tests, they still can't figure it out. And I know this because they call me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The Western medical doctors, the herbal doctors, they can't diagnose a patient. And they need some help. And the reason this is a big deal is because if you can imagine a time thousands of years ago before there was Western medicine,
right?
How did the doctors get a second opinion from somebody who wasn't another doctor? And what they did is they turned to astrologers, to the expert astrologers, and to do a medical astrology. And the medical astrologer would draw up the chart. And it's a unique part of astrology. Very few, if any, astrologers know how to do this.
Right.
They would look at the chart, and they could tell you exactly what was causing the illness, how long it would last, and what could be done about it in terms of yagyas, gemstones, or other remedial measures.
Right.
And you know, when I was taking my PhD program in India in 1985, it was very much emphasized the last 2 months of that medical astrology.
Right.
And we would have doctors come to our class. We had about 20 students that finished the course. And they were from all over the world, and they ran medical clinics. But they would have patients, and usually they were patients who had less than 2 months to live, according
mm-hmm.
to Western medicine.
Right.
And they would come to us, and they said, we can't give you the person's name. We can't tell you what their illness is because it would violate doctor-patient confidentiality. But they would get their birth information.
Right.
And they wouldn't even tell us if they were male or female. And so we would, as a group, you know, put the chart up on a blackboard, we would first draw up the chart based on the birth information. And then we, all of us, all 20 of us, would make our comments about what we saw in the chart. And that was a good way for us to learn. We were still not astrologers yet. We were able to determine if it was a male or female by the chart. We were able to determine what illness they had. And we were able to determine what yagyas they needed to help them heal.
Right.
And generally, we would finish, and then the expert astrologer, who was the master of our course, who was unbelievable, who was in his 80s at that time, and he would say to us, usually he would say, yes, your observations are correct, but this is going to happen, this transit of a planet, and the person will start to get better starting on such and such a date. And usually he would recommend twice as much yagya or three times as much yagya as we would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And but in learning that and telling the doctors then this medical astrology observation, many times they would come back to us and say, hey, you were right.
Right.
You know, the person got better at such and such a time. We did the yagya for them. But I've also dealt with the other side of that, where I had personal friends who, people I would have meals with every weekend. And one of my friends was telling me about his wife, and his wife was losing her hair and had abdominal pains and vaginal bleeding and other things that could be a symptom of many different illnesses. And I said to him, well, you should have Panchashastri do a medical astrology reading.
Right.
And he'll tell you immediately what the problem is, what's causing it, when it started. But for some reason or the other, 5 years went by, and, you know, his wife wasn't into astrology or whatever. And finally he called me back, and he said, listen, Ken, I can't take it anymore. I'm working all day, and I'm up all night with my wife, she can't take care of herself.
Right.
And he said, I need to know what's going on. And she won't let me spend the money to do the Western test. This was before the Affordable Care Act, and the tests were going to cost over $10,000. And he said, she doesn't want me to spend the money. And so I said, I'll we do medical astrology for $65. I said, I'll find out for you. And the next day, Pandit Shastri wrote back to me, and he said, tell the doctors to test the liver. She has liver cancer.
Oh, wow.
And the next night, he took her to the hospital. She had stage 4 liver cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
And it had started, and I looked at the chart then, from what I knew, and she had Venus in the 8th house, which is the house of chronic long-term illness.
Right.
And it was hemmed in by 2 malefics, Mars and Saturn. And her Venus major period started 5 years ago. And that's exactly when her symptoms started. And if she had done the yagyas 5 years before, we could have saved her life.
Right.
But as it turns out, the doctor said, we can't even do chemo now. Her liver cancer has advanced too far, and she was given some pain medication for 2 weeks and then died.
Wow.
But it was too late to deal with it. Whereas medical astrology, you can look years in advance, see what's causing the problem, and do the yagyas for it. One thing I've learned is that for a major illness like cancer, there's at least 3 malefic planetary influences that are involved.
All right. Well, you know what? I want to jump into those, but I got to take a quick break. So we'll do this after the break. Okay, Ken?
No problem.
All right. We're talking to Ken Crumpy. He is the CEO at Enlightened Living Enterprises Charitable Corporation based out of Kula, Hawaii. If you want to find out more about the incredible work that he's talking about today and that they do there, go to the website, expertvedicastrology.com. You can also call them directly, 808-876-1370. We'll take this quick break. More with him after these words right here on Elevated Radio.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Charlotte on the night of the big Christmas party. Doesn't she look gorgeous, curled up on the sofa with a rotten cold? If only she'd taken Vicks First Defense Microgel Nasal Spray at the first sign of that cold. She could have helped trap the virus and stop it in its tracks. Still, there's always New Year's Eve.
Attack is the best form of defense. Now available at most Boots stores. Vicks First Defense Microgel Nasal Spray is not recommended for use in flu. Always read the leaflet.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM.
And welcome back to Elevated Radio again. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host, and we are sitting with the CEO of Enlightened Living Enterprises Charitable Corporation based out of Kula, Hawaii. His name, Ken Crumpy. You can reach out to him a couple different ways. Best way to do so, though, is go to the website, expertvedicastrology.com. That's expertvedicastrology.com. And Ken, again, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, nice to be on your show.
Yeah, and we're talking about not only the Vedic astrology that he does. You know, I've kind of been amazed by some of the things you've been telling me, Ken, but also now we've been really focused talking about the medical side of things and how you're able to, you know, figure things out, make diagnosis where doctors can't, simply by doing a medical astrology reading. Now, before we go on, let me ask you, do you need to do a full, like, Vedic astrology reading first before you dive into doing the medical, or can you do it completely separate?
You can do it completely separate.
Oh, okay.
It's usually because we consult for doctors, we try to do the medical astrology within 48 hours for everyone.
Right.
Because doctors need the results back right away. You know, there's a time difference between here and where Pandit Shastri works in India. And so we have to, adjust for that.
Right.
But we try to do the medical astrology quickly. And what's interesting about Vedic astrology is it's so accurate scientifically that he doesn't need to meet anyone. A lot of people think you have to be in person or you have to
right.
talk to somebody on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessary if you have an expert astrologer. They can do your reading without ever meeting you. And that's what we do for most of our customers. Until they become repeat customers, most customers do their yearly reading every year
right.
once they see how valuable it is for mm-hmm. them. But a person could sign up for medical astrology. There is a different application form for that.
Okay.
And where people tell us a little bit, just a brief history of what their concerns are and what they want Pandit Shastri to address.
Right.
And it only focuses on the medical concerns. It doesn't do a full reading like the others.
Okay. Now yeah. would that be effective for things like... I don't know, maybe like all of a sudden if somebody got into an accident and hurt something on their body, like they have lower back pain as a result or something like that, or even maybe something more serious, maybe a concussion, you know, that triggers some type of other problem within the body.
Yeah, we do the full range, and you can have more than one concern expressed in the application. Pandit Shastri will address all of them.
Okay.
It's important to tell him the dates. If you were in an accident, what were the dates of the accident? Because that will show in the chart that you were you were going to have an accident.
That part, Ken, just amazes me that it'll show you the date that you're gonna actually get into an accident. That's amazing.
Or that you'll get sick. When my daughter was young, when she was five, she was always healthy. But in her 1 year reading, Pandit Shastri said that on these dates, it was a 2 month period, she's going to have intestinal problems and she's going to become sick. And, you know, we sat back. We didn't have any money at that time to pay for Yagis. And we sat back and we said, okay, we'll just watch and see. We totally believe it, but we're going to watch and see. And on the day that he said she would start being sick, she started throwing up.
Oh,
that
wow.
went on for a week. She lost 5 pounds, which she couldn't afford. And finally, we just said, hey, we're going to do the Yagyas. So we ordered the Yagyas. There were two Yagyas he recommended. On the very day that the Yagyas started, it all went away, like within a week. And she ate like a horse for a month. And her appetite came back, and she wasn't sick anymore. And
wow.
even though it was a two-month period, the Yagyas were able to mitigate that negative planetary influence
right.
that was causing it. So it's very accurate.
Now, can you predict even broken bones and stuff like that, too?
Yes. Yeah. Now, you can't predict everything because we all have free will in the present. What the Vedic astrology tells you is the karma of the past that's coming forward in this lifetime and when it's happening. And if you have negative karma for an accident, he will tell you. But people have accidents even though, I'll tell you kind of a fun story. There was a guy that had a reading where he had a period of good health. And while he was in that period of good health, he actually jumped off his roof and broke his ankle.
Okay.
And he called me up and he said, hey, there was nothing in my chart about, you know, an accident. And I said, yeah, but you're really an idiot for jumping off your roof.
I guess you didn't do an idiot chart for him.
Yeah, right. I said, you have free will in this lifetime and you made a choice to jump off the roof. You know, that's on you, you know. But that happens all the time. I had another friend that she said that she had been working all day, worked a 12-hour day,
right.
and was feeling sleepy, and she knew she shouldn't drive. But she got in the car, started to drive home, fell asleep, rolled the car, and in an accident. She said,
right.
well, this wasn't in my Jyotish chart. And I said, you know, anybody will tell you, don't drive if you're sleepy or tired. I said, that's on you.
Right.
You made a choice. So there's always free will of the present, and we can make that free will of the past better, or we can make it worse.
Right.
Now,
and sometimes people make it worse.
Yeah. Well, you know, because of our own stupidity, our own actions.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
you know, it's obvious that if you're feeling that tired, and you're like, you know, because I've been that tired before, Ken, I'll tell you, and I've been behind the wheel like, you know what, I gotta pull over. I gotta, you know, speed. Or something. There was one time I fell asleep right at a traffic light about a mile from my house, sitting there with cars all around me. I fell asleep. I woke up. All those cars were gone, and I was still parked there. I'm like, what the? Quick little nap. I guess I'm going to get home now.
Yeah.
Now, what about, can you also see things that, and I want to, you know, this is more personal for me, actually, for my girlfriend. Would you be able to see things like mental issues or degenerative diseases, something like an ALS type of thing, or dementia, or something like that, in somebody's chart?
Yes, absolutely. And those are all influenced by planets. There are certain planets that, like Saturn and Rahu, that are involved with dementia. There are certain planets involved with, like, skin disorders or allergies, like Mercury.
Right.
There are planets that are involved with muscular ailments, like Mars. So each of the planets rules over a different part of the body. But if those planets get afflicted, then it will cause... I've never seen anybody as good as Pandachastri, and I've worked with dozens of astrologers, and I've never seen anyone that can just nail it.
Right.
And he'll tell you exactly what's causing it, what planetary influences are causing it,
mm-hmm.
he'll tell you how long it will last, because a lot of people have a lot of fear when they contact us about an ailment they've had for years or something that is serious, and they want to know how long it's going to last, when
right.
it will start getting better, you know, what they can do about it, not just with yagyas. Yagyas are the best way,
right.
but also with gemstones. I mean, there are gemstones for cancer that people can wear. People don't know that.
Right.
And there are amulets that are recommended, some of the oldest kind of amulet, which creates a very subtle influence, and you wear it around your neck. but you can have an amulet made for good health or for prosperity or for success in business or just about anything.
Right.
And different mantras are used when they sanctify them and create them, and they last forever. And I said to Pandit Chastri one time, I said, there's a thing in Hawaii that they call night walkers.
Okay.
They're departed ancestors, and people see them at night. They're like ghosts. And I had that when I first moved to Hawaii 18 years ago, and I would see them at night. And I said something to Pandit Chastri about, do you have a covet for that? Do you have an amulet for that? And he made me one, and he said, wear it when you're sleeping, because that's when I would see them. And I put it on, never seen him again.
Okay.
And, you know, that's, you know, just another story. But there are amazing results from medical astrology. Even in regular astrology, Pandit Shastri will tell you in a one-year reading
right.
when you have to do a yagya throughout the year. If there's a period that he feels is severe enough to have a yagya, then he will recommend it. So you know a year in advance when the difficult periods are going to be, what the difficulty is going to be, and what you can do about it. Now, very few astrologers can do that. But that's what astrology is about. It's about seeing the future now and being able to fix anything, to avert any danger.
Right, to have an influence on it, to just don't let things happen to you.
Yeah, and for people... A lot of people are amateurs, and they tell you, I'm going to tell you about a past life. You were
right.
Cleopatra. And I go, well, of what value is that, for one thing? You know, and how can that help you? And it's not helping you in this lifetime. And nobody can prove it anyway.
Right.
And just between you and I, you can't predict those things anyway. You can't tell who a person was in a past life. You can tell them some karma coming from the past, but you can't say who they were.
Right.
And those are gimmicks that amateurs use, and I just tell people to run away, you know, when they start hearing people talk about that.
Yeah, because, you know what, it always amazes me when I hear people go, oh, you know, I was a king, and I'm like, why is everybody so great in a past life, but they're just normal people now?
Yeah, if they really knew.
Oh, well, you descend from royalty. Oh, really? Oh, look at that. Yeah, no.
And it's always something like that, because it's a hook. It's
right.
a hook. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to tell you, oh, yeah, you were killed while you were plowing a field by your master because you weren't working fast enough.
Mm. Or you were a peasant who
yeah,
starved to death. Or
exactly.
Whatever, you know.
Or you got the Black Plague.
Yeah. They don't want to say that. So, you know, the important thing in astrology should be what's coming, and you know, what's coming this next year, what's coming the next 5 years.
Right.
How is my life going to play out? A life reading tells you bigger, like 2 or 3 year periods, but it's going to say, this is the period in your life when you'll get married.
Right.
This is the period when you'll have health problems. This is the period where you're going to make a fortune.
Right.
You know?
And can it also tell you this is the period you're going to enter into a bad relationship, so you better steer clear of it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
But we even have yagyas for harmony and happiness in relationship. We have, my wife and I do a yagya every year on our anniversary as a present to ourselves for harmony and happiness in a relationship. We don't need it.
Right.
We have a very good compatibility. But we do it anyway because we really feel it makes the whole year go much more smoothly.
Right.
And some people do that don't have a good relationship. They do a yagya for harmony in their relationship and happiness in their relationship on a monthly basis.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they just keep it going.
Right.
30 days by two pundits and then another 30 days. And it's not expensive, but it makes their relationship work.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's another thing that, you know, we have over a 50% divorce rate in America. And that's because people are getting married and they're not compatible.
Right.
And what we recommend for people is before you get married, get a compatibility reading with the person that you're interested in. And Pandit Chastri can tell you, you know, and he's very good at this. He doesn't just use one system. He uses 7 different systems for compatibility.
Okay.
And he can tell you if you're compatible, what areas you're compatible in, how compatible you are, what areas you're not compatible in, and if that can be overcome. You know, there's a compatibility score, but there's also, you know, a real look at mental compatibility, emotional compatibility,
right,
psychological compatibility, and, you know, sexual compatibility, all the different kinds of things that can come up in a relationship. And, you know, there's plenty of people that do compatibility readings, but they don't know what they're doing.
Right. So why would you go to them? The whole idea is not to. You contact Ken. You can contact Ken Crumpy directly. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Man, oh, man, we can go on and on talking about this, Ken, because I'm amazed by it. Again, he's the CEO of Enlightened Living Enterprises Charitable Corporation. If you want to get one of these readings done, go to the website. Check it out for yourself. You can see the whole menu, laundry list of things that they do. ExpertVedicAstrology.com. That's expert. Vedic is spelled V-E-D-I-C, astrology.com. When you're there, you can look into the full-on astrology reading, the birth time rectification process if you're having trouble nailing down your exact birth time. He was just talking about the compatibility analysis, the medical astrology, which I'm still amazed by. That one I find that could be invaluable to just about everyone. So that's just kind of scratching the surface of what they do. Again, reach out to Ken directly. Go to the website, expertvedicastrology.com, or give him a call directly as well, 808-876-1370. And Ken, man, I love talking to you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick. You're a great host.
All right. You have a great day. We'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.